We're going to welcome her to the program as our business leader spotlight. She is the CEO of Qualtech out in Tempe. Her name is Sean Lynham, and she joins us now on the program. Sean, Mark Asher, thanks for joining me. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Oh, I am doing wonderful, and we appreciate your time. Okay, we're going to talk about Qualtech, and we're going to talk a lot about engineering, but you have to take us back to what you used to do for a living.
Okay, I started my career in aerospace at NASA at the Johnson Space Center, and I was a spaceflight instructor for space shuttle and space station. So I trained astronauts on how to operate the robot arm for space shuttle.
Wow, that's pretty impressive. So let me ask you this. Who trained you, or how do you learn how to do that to entrust what you're doing to teach our astronauts what they need to do, obviously, when they're up in space?
Well, interestingly, NASA hires young engineers, generally right out of college, that have the ability to learn the technical systems, and then you're assigned to your specialty system. So in my case, it was robotics, and you go through the same training the astronauts go through. So the other spaceflight instructors are the ones training you. You train a little longer on it to become certified than to train the astronauts.
Wow, impressive. Sean Lynham is our guest here. She is the CEO of Qualtech in Tempe, and we're also going to talk about the Girls Rule Foundation, which was founded back in 2007. Tell us a little bit about Qualtech out here in Tempe and when that started up.
So Qualtech has been around almost 15 years. May 1st will be 15 years exactly.
Happy anniversary.
Our anniversary, thank you. And so the three founders of Qualtech, myself and two others, all started our careers at NASA as spaceflight instructors. So we all have experience training astronauts and working with flight controllers and mission control at NASA. Came to Phoenix to work Iridium, trained operators for the Iridium satellite constellation and did mission readiness for that program. And so our company really started after our work on Iridium, and we're still in space systems operations. So that's our specialty. We train a lot of ground system operators for space systems and still dabble in manned space as commercial companies are coming on to put tourists in space.
Very, very. Do you feel that's going to happen?
Absolutely. I'm sure it will happen. It's not as fast as any of us would like, but I'm pretty excited about it and saving my money so I can go.
I was going to say, do you want to go? I mean, you taught everyone how, what they need to do when they're up there. Now you know it. You just need to get a ticket to go up there.
Yeah, I'm probably not quite as brave as some of them, but yes, I would definitely like to go someday.
All right, Sean, hang on one second. We're going to get a quick look at the traffic, and I want to hear more about the Girls Rule Foundation. Let's hear what Monica Reed has to tell us about the roadways. Hi, Monica.
Hi, Mark. Right now on the southbound 101, we do have a new accident. It's south of Shea, and it's in the HOV lane. Northbound 101, heavy from Thomas to Chaparral. Eastbound 101 there, you're slowing runs from 75th Avenue to 59th Avenue. 16th Street is still closed southbound from Earl Drive to Thomas for vehicle into a pole. And we've got two motorcycle accidents, Baseline east of Central, and a new one with a motorcycle, Elliott Road east of Alma School. This report brought to you by Unbound. Just like kids here, children across the world have big dreams for their future. Give one child the opportunity for a better tomorrow at unbound.org. I'm Monica Reed. That's traffic for Money Radio.
Thank you, Monica. All right, we continue with our business leader spotlight here on the Business for Breakfast show on Money Radio. Sean Lynham, the CEO of Qualtech out in Tempe, is our guest. And normally at this point, Sean, I would say, hey, I want you to tell everyone how they can get in touch with you in case they want to use Qualtech, but I don't know that fits a lot of the regular people out there. So what I would like to do is talk about the Girls Rule Foundation, which was founded in 2007. It's a 501(c) nonprofit, and it really kind of talks about STEM and getting girls involved with STEM and all the, you know, science, technology, engineering, and math. Explain a little bit about this great foundation.
Okay, yes, I am the STEM director for the Girls Rule Foundation, and I love this organization. The mission is to provide empowerment and leadership programs for girls ages 12 to 18, and I happen to have two girls in that age group that are 15 and 17, And it really focuses on the leadership skills, the self-confidence. There's five programs that the foundation offers to build these skills in young girls. And the STEM component just fits in beautifully because I think so many young girls don't think they are capable or have the confidence to pursue the careers in science, technology, engineering, and math. And so it fits really nicely into this program. There's five different programs that the Girls Rule Foundation offers, and three of them have a STEM component. So there's a summer camp coming up this summer that's really exciting. It's unique in that it offers entrepreneurship, STEM, leadership, financial literacy. So it's a really excellent foundation for helping build leadership skills in our young girls.
That's awesome. Okay, so let's give out information on how people might be able to get their daughter involved or something that they might want to do themselves with the Girls Rule Foundation. How do they go about that?
So several ways. There is a website, and it's girlsrulefoundation.org. Can also follow us on Facebook, and there's a phone number if you'd like me to give that.
Sure, yeah, go for it.
480-282-4242.
Very cool. Sean, thank you very much for allowing us to shine the spotlight on you. You got a lot of great stuff going on, very interesting story, and we appreciate it. And I want to have you back on when you're going up to space. So you let me know when that is, okay?
Okay, you got it.